More than anything, it's mentally challenging, you know, for everyone. And but you know, everyone did a good job and got through it.
Where did your time rank?
I don't think that's important. I think what's important is that we all finished on time.
You passed the test.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. Everyone passed, so we're good. Yeah.
Something like this build team chemistry or just team camaraderie in any way?
I think so. I mean, everyone's out there running together. I think anytime you got a team together doing something like that, builds some kind of camaraderie. So.
But what does it say about guys coming into camp in shape, ready to go?
It says, you know, we do what we're supposed to when, you know, we're working on our own.
When were you made aware of it? Did he tell you during mini camp that this was going to happen?
Yeah.
Building team camaraderie is important, Coach. Trust me. Have you been around a situation like this before, whether it was high school, college, anywhere?
College, for sure.
Was that important?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in college, you know, Coach P always, it's all about team unity. We did a lot of stuff together, you know, split up, you know, different groups, tight ends with defensive backs, you know, things like that. Just everyone knows each other.
So. What are your expectations of the defense and for you individually this season?
You know, I think anything, like anything, you just got to get better. So.
Sure, when you lose a guy like Cedric Ellis is going to retire, how does that affect the group that you guys already have up there on the defensive line?
I don't think it will, you know. Just like Wise Man once told me, you know, next guy's got to step up and carry the flag, so. We'll be fine.
How much are you going to miss Rod Marinelli?
He was a great coach, definitely. And, I think Mike Fair learned a lot from him. So, definitely going to miss him. But, you know, Marinelli was like Yoda to Fair. So, you know, Fair stepping up, he's the new Yoda. So, good.
How different or how similar is this scheme compared to last season?
It's very similar. It's basically the same. So. Yeah, it definitely helps.
You made it a point today to add some weight this offseason.
Yeah.
Did you keep that weight at the training
camp? Actually, I cut down a lot of fat, so I'm feeling really good right now. I'm not weighing as much, but that was a lot of fat that I put on. So I mean, not a lot of fat, but there's some fat I put on, so I cut down like 3% body fat, so I'm happy right now.
Does it feel like a world of difference for you coming in here this year with a year under your belt and kind of knowing what's going on?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Kind of know what to expect. You know, we have new coaches, so it's going to be a little different. But, you know, for the most part, coming in, you know what to bring to my dorm, you know, that kind of thing. Just the little things definitely helps out.
And the dog's name?
Lobo.
Lobo? Yep. Is that new?
Old English Bulldog, yep. He's crapping all over the house, so that's great.
Trey, in your mind, are you still a hand on the ground defensive end in this defense?
Yeah, you know, whatever they want me to play, that's what I'm going to be doing. So I'm going to do my best at it, for sure.
With so fewer changes on defense, is there more pressure on you guys? Especially there's so many guys on defense contract expiring, they're getting older. Is there a sense of urgency with you guys?
I think there's always a sense of urgency, no matter you know, how it is, you know, with guys' contracts expiring or whatever it may be. I think there's always a sense of urgency. So, I mean, I guess a little bit.
Jay said last night that not everyone is sort of buying into the Mark Trestman way. What do you think he meant by that? Do you see signs of that?
You know, I think just Trestman has a different way of going at things, and it might be harder for, you know, some of the older players just because they've been around so long. I mean, I can see where he's coming from. You know, he's kind of more of, the way I look at it, he's kind of more like a college mentality coach, you know, which isn't a bad thing. You know, I like that. I mean, I like, you know, he's a lot like Coach Pete in a sense. So I'm used to the thing, so I like it fine. But, you know, I can see where he's come from.
Who's your locker next to now at Hell's Hall? Who's your new locker mates?
Well, I don't know yet. Oh, right now in training camp?
Yeah.
Anthony Walters, DJ Williams, and Cutler. And I'm still by Cutler and McCallum, so they're across the way from me now.
Thank you.
Thank you.